I'm gonna tie these things together for you. The squeeze is super important for you to understand, because now you can have the ability to explain to somebody what's going on. When you sit down and say, I'm struggling, you're not just saying I'm struggling, you're giving some examples. You're diagnosing some of the problem, so to speak.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. I'm coming to you live from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. It's one of the coolest places to record audio besides Waimea Bay and maybe Sunset Beach. You know, got the ocean in the background. Waves are not too big today. Water's pretty clear. Got some tourists walking by. A little bit of a breeze. So you may hear some noise in the background, but everything's going to be all right. Today we're going to talk about the squeeze. And one of the things that I found when working with salespeople and even entrepreneurs is there's a feeling of like, I know that there's a problem, but I don't know how to put words to it. And I would take really good notes while working with people. And I started to see common trends and common patterns. And one of those common trends and common patterns is free fall. And free fall for a salesperson is panic because of loss of control and the fear of losing a deal. There's more to it. There is an episode on free fall, and I will tag it in the description below. But the important thing to know is both the squeeze and the free fall typically go hand in hand. One will induce the other. And usually when I start talking with salespeople and even entrepreneurs, there's common phrases and common words that come up that really start sticking out. And anytime that you feel stuck, there is a lot of negativity towards that feeling. And a lot of times you can't put your finger on it. And if you try to describe it to somebody, especially if they're not in sales, and especially if they're not an entrepreneur, they look at you and they're just like, I don't get it. You know, I get paid X amount of dollars per hour. I don't know why you're talking to me about this problem. It's not my problem. It's not anything that I got to worry about. And then they start giving you like crazy advice that really doesn't work. So let's talk about what the squeeze is externally. And the external pressures on the squeeze are what others are saying. It could be criticism of you. It could be criticism of your work. It could be criticism of your skills. And, you know, some of those criticisms could be fake and some of them could be real. You know, anytime that somebody's telling you what you're doing wrong, there is that feeling of taking control of it and saying, what do I got to do to fix it? And there is some negative feelings about that. So there's a cross from what you're being told and where you think you should be. There is that feeling of, I'm looking at the horizon and I've done this much work. There should be that much output. What others are doing. You know, you're looking at the rest of the sales team. There's people on your team that are just absolutely crushing it. There's people in your industry that are just absolutely crushing it. And the thing for you to remember, it's not you against them in sales. It's you against you first. And I see people fall for this a lot. They start, you know, hey, this guy or this girl's doing this, and I should be there based upon what they were able to do. And like the thing is we were all taught and trained differently. We all have different life experiences. And some of the people that I've worked with that are just really proficient in sales, they had some cool things happen in their life, or they had struggles that happened in their life to prepare them for sales, and they got used to the hustle. I will tell you that I worked with a really good sales guy, and before he got into sales, he sold drugs. So he was used to selling things to people. Now, granted, people were coming to him with a demand, and they wanted something from the very beginning, but he knew how to have the sales conversation. External pressure can come from bad advice. Bad advice. There's plenty of bad sales advice out there. You know, I could think of stuff right off the top of my head, like always be closing. Like, I'm not a fan of that because you lose control of the sales process. External pressures could be things that happen with relationships. You could be fighting with a significant other. You could have a loss in the family. And these two things are very devastating typically to salespeople, because it's a complete loss of focus. Let's say that you lose something. You lose a house, you lose a car, you lose a pet. I'm not minimizing any of this because it's all significant, and a significant loss or a significant disruption in your life will cause something like this to happen. This is an external pressure. I'm going to put in this category drama. We all know full-on drama queens and drama kings in our lives that they'll bring us drama and drop it right at our feet and say, here, I brought you a triple dose of drama. And sometimes we're suckers and we pick it up and we're like, please, can we have another? Instead of saying, yeah, you know what? I'm on a no-drama diet right now. Can you take that off the table? Then there's the internal pressures. The internal pressures that contribute to the squeeze. What you think success should be. You know, it's interesting. I was going to be an attorney. I really wanted to go to law school like 1998, 99. And I met with a really famous, really well-known attorney and his son. They were both attorneys. And I told them, like, look, I really want to go to law school. And they said, why? And I explained to them what I thought law was. And they kind of laughed and they chuckled. And they went, ha, 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 yeah, that's not what law is. And so sometimes we think that something is going to be one way only to be slapped in the face and say that's not what it is. And everybody's got their own idea of what success is. Like, my version of success is waking up in the morning and being at the beach and watching people surf and watching giant sea turtles. Like, that's a form of success for me. And my idea has changed over time. You know, at one point I wanted all the crazy cars and I wanted the giant house with 85 rooms and 85 bathrooms. And, you know, I lost my dad 18 months ago, and I've had a big shift in what I think and believe success is, and especially after talking with people. You know, you are really in control of what you believe success is. Part of this is going to be unrealistic goals. You know, you've got the pressure of, like, I should be here on this day. And, you know, we've all been jaded by straight line math or hockey math. And what I mean by that is, anytime that somebody goes into a room of investors, you know, the graph starts at the bottom corner on the left and goes up to the right diagonally at a 45-degree angle. That's hockey stick math. And what we don't realize is, you know, our trail to success more looks like a series of stairs bent and crushed together. And some days you can have a victory in the morning and a failure in the afternoon, or some days are all failures and some days are all victories. And it's really easy to get caught up in, like, I'm not meeting my goal on the specific day. My chart is not where it should be. And I'm not saying there's nothing, that there's a problem with charts. I mean, you could use them and you could look towards them, but sometimes they really start freaking people out, saying, you know, on this day I needed to be at this revenue. And the game of sales, what's really weird is you can have a bad beginning of the month and absolutely crush it at the end of the month. You could have a good beginning of the month and just totally suck for the rest of the month. Or you can just have a bad month altogether. And without the right intervention, that bad month can turn into a bad quarter really easily. And knowing that being caught up in the squeeze is part of the process of saying, hey, look, this is what I'm looking towards. One of the things that you can cause a problem with yourself with internal pressure is wanting to impress other people. And there's a lot of ways that this happens. You could want to impress people with vacations. You could want to impress people with dinners. You could want to impress people with, you know, watches, cars, houses, toys. Me, I'm not a big, huge motorcycle fan. I'm not like a boat fan. What I think is really cool is awesome Aloha shirts and amazing sunsets on Oahu or Maui or Kauai or the Big Island or anywhere tropical for that matter, anywhere there's no snow and it's not cold. Then, you know, that's one of those things that I really look for. Part of it could be spending too much money or heavy debt. Because instead of thinking about the client that you're with, instead of thinking about what you should be doing in the sales process, you're thinking about, how do I get money to pay off my problems that I created from going too crazy? And the internal pressure can also come from relationship issues. And the relationship issues can come from lack of money or spending money or the significant other spending money. This is something that's really common that isn't really talked about in the world of sales is, salespeople can make really good six-figure incomes, seven-figure incomes. And if you've got a significant other that all they want to do is go out and spend money, they can be putting pressure on you and contributing to the squeeze. Right? We got to get back to this. The squeeze is a real problem. The squeeze is an issue that salespeople face. And you're like, all right, Scott, so how do we fix it? Okay, so I use an acronym. And my acronym is Tubed Frog. TubeedFrogs. Tubed Frogs. And so this is really what contributes to the squeeze for people, okay? On the negative side, it's time frames, unknown obstacles or goals, beliefs about success, execution or lack of or not knowing how to execute, and discouragement. So these are like the five things that really come up in different phrases and different patterns when somebody's struggling. And this is what they tell me. I need to have this much money by this date. I want to do this, but I don't understand how to get past this obstacle. I have a belief about success, and this is what success should be. I've done training, and the training isn't working. And, you know, that comes back to execution. I'm really discouraged about how I'm not where I think that I should be. So in here, you have a lot of beliefs, and you have a lot of emotions. And when you put these side by side, when I write them down, and I write down the word tubed, T-U-B-E-D, on the opposite side of that, I write frogs. And so I remind people, hey, look, you know what? If you're going to be on that time frame, if that's what you want, it's going to take extreme focus. You're going to have to drown out the noise. You're going to have to maybe miss some events. You know, people want you to go to the bar. They want you to go hang out. You might have to work on a Friday night or a weekend. You know, as it is, today is a Sunday. And I'm looking around, and there's people fishing. There's people surfing. And I'm in the middle of recording an episode. You know, this is my focus. I have a goal. I'm not telling anybody what it is just yet. I have this belief when it comes to goals that it's a sneak attack. I don't want to tell everybody what's going on. I want to be like, you did what? Okay. So that's part of my focus. The next thing is R for resiliency. And it takes a lot of resiliency from beating out the unknown and obstacles, because you're going to get lots of things that get thrown in your way. You're going to get emergencies. You're going to get people telling you, you can't do it. You're going to have problems with clients. There's tons of obstacles, so it takes resiliency. Beliefs about success. I can't tell you what your belief about success is right or wrong. You know, that's not my job. You know, I might go, that's not my belief, but that's okay. It's kind of like, you know, sales is a religion. So is your beliefs about what success is. I'm not going to tell you what you need to know. I'm not going to say you need this car or you need this watch. If that's what you find joy in, hey, cool. Like I've shared with you, my joy is in awesome sunsets over the North Shore of Oahu, poke, ahi, tuna, sushi, hanging out and watch people surf. That's, you know, that's my idea of success. Execution or lack of, you know, you might need to set goals for when your skills need to be developed. And by that, you're going to have to, when you break your goal down, you're going to have to put in role play time. You know, the funny thing is I know some really good performers in sales. And in my mind, the order goes like this: performer, closer, salesperson. The performer is the top half of a percent of a sales world. A closer is the person who's right behind them. And I mean, the closer is good, and I'm not knocking them. But, you know, when you have a chance to work with a performer and you say, hey, I want to role play, they're like, yeah, let's do it at the drop of a hat. And they don't go, we've already done that before, I'm not interested. They will be like, let me go, I'll go first, let me do it. And they know that the more that they practice, the better that they're going to be. And they know that if they practice in front of weak salespeople, there might be something in there for the weak salespeople to pick up for word track or sales skills. And then discouragement, the opposite of that is going to be self-talk. It's going to be the things that you tell yourself. What are you telling yourself during the day? What is it that you're saying good, and what is it you're saying bad? And I will physically say out loud, stop it. I'm driving here from Kaneohe, and I took H3, and then I came through the main thoroughfare way of coming to the North Shore. And I started having some negative thoughts about some things that were going on in my life, and I had to physically say, stop it, stop it. And I took my hand, and I pushed things away like I was saying no, and I said, stop it. So I'm gonna tie these things together for you. The squeeze is super important for you to understand, because now you can have the ability to explain to somebody what's going on. When you sit down and say, I'm struggling, you're not just saying I'm struggling, you're giving some examples. You're diagnosing some of the problem, so to speak. So the phrase is tubed frogs, time frames, unknown obstacles and goals, beliefs about success, execution and lack of, and then discouragement. And their mere opposites are focus, resiliency, optimism, goals, and self-talk. Now, here's the thing. When you understand what the squeeze is and how it hurts you and how it contributes to free fall, you actually have the ability to get out of your problem earlier. You have the ability to explain to a coach, a mentor, or somebody that's helping you out where you're at. I just want to leave you with this. I may not have ever met you, and I may not know you, but I believe in you. You know, sometimes all it takes is for someone to say, hey, look, I know that you're struggling. I know that things are rough, but I believe in you. As long as you're doing something that is legal and as long as you are not hurting yourself, I'm going to say go for it. You know, do the work, take the lumps, get a coach, get a mentor, be willing to admit when you're wrong and move forward.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.